Get it? The Bird Show.
Monique, there's so much ground to cover with you here. I don't even know where to start. I guess we can start with Atlanta. Were you living here in Atlanta before the talk show, or did you come here specifically to do the talk show?
I lived in Atlanta years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is really where I got my start in comedy.
Oh, I didn't know that. I thought it was Baltimore.
Yeah, well, I told like my first jokes in Baltimore, but then comedy was really hot in Atlanta. So this is really where I got my chops wet.
So,
nice.
So what clubs did you used to do your comedy at, and what years are we talking about here?
It was the Comedy Act Theater,
mm-hmm.
and then it was Uptown Comedy Corner.
Okay.
It was on Peachtree.
Okay. Were they nice to you? Because those first couple of times that you try stand-up, I'm sure so hard. Were they nice to you, or did they just come down on you?
You know what? Knock on wood, I've always had a great time on stage.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've never had that moment of, oh, God, maybe I should rethink this.
Was comedy something you always knew you wanted to do?
I've always wanted to be an entertainer.
Mm-hmm.
I've always wanted to be famous. But exactly what it was going to be, I didn't know until I told my first joke.
Mm-hmm. What was your first joke?
Y'all got the people ready.
It was dirty?
Huh?
It was dirty?
Of course.
Yeah.
Dirty, huh? It was honest.
Mm-hmm.
What was the subject matter?
But I just call it honesty.
And how about Atlanta now? I know you were here back in the day, but Atlanta now, like where, if you're doing your show at BET, where are you hanging out now? Your favorite places to go?
You know what? I'm such a homebody baby.
Mm-hmm.
Once I'm done doing the talk show,
yeah.
I bring it home. I got babies, 4 years old.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So the party happens right here with the Wiggles, Blues, Clues, Sesame Street. We get down.
I am right there.
So, Monique, what's been the biggest challenge transforming into a talk show host for you?
The biggest challenge? I don't look at any of it as a challenge because it's a big playground.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're on the playground, baby, you just play.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you might not ride all the rides real good. I'm still trying to balance the seesaw, but I'm still playing.
You seem to have this kind of attitude that, God, I wish I had it, actually. Like, you just don't take it too seriously. Like, if it works, it works. If it doesn't, you're still going to move on.
Well, only because I'm a big believer in tomorrow is not promised.
Mm-hmm.
So if today is my last day, I'm going to have a good time on the ride.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So you have zero fear of failure.
Zero fear.
Mm-hmm.
And what is failure?
Well, like, let's say the reviews for Precious came out and they were, you must have been nervous that they were going to be absolutely terrible.
Well, let me just tell you how I think about that.
Okay.
I couldn't pay attention to the numbers or the reviews. My hope is that one person will walk away and think differently.
Mm-hmm.
And if one person walks away and thinks differently and either gets themselves some help because they have been molested or they're the molester and they get themselves some help, guess what?
Mm-hmm.
That's a great thing, baby.
Well, and the passion that you have in your voice, I mean, obviously comes through in your character, but have you at any moment thought to begin your Oscar speech?
You know what? We've already won.
Mm-hmm.
We've already won, and I have to tell this story because it was so sweet in the moment. We did a Q&A out in L.A. for the Directors Guild.
Mm-hmm.
And after they did the screening, we were out in the lobby, and after the Q&A, we were talking. So this Asian brother comes up to me, and he has tears in his eyes. And he says, Monique, what I'm getting ready to say is going to sound weird, but I am Mary Jones. And I treated my brother and sister like that. Now we're hugging and we're holding each other really tight and he's sobbing. And I said, congratulations for your honesty. Now go get you some help.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
We won right there. So no, I haven't developed any speech
mm-hmm.
because we've already won it.
So many aren't going to know who Mary Jones are. This might be the first time they're hearing about Precious. So if you're going to do like a 30-second review of exactly the character and the movie, what is that?
Is a movie of illiteracy, sexual molestation, physical abuse, HIV and AIDS, but it's also a movie of triumph. It is heartbreaking, but it's heart healing. The characters in this film, you either know someone like them or you might be them. So So it's a movie that I suggest everyone goes and sees because it's life-changing.
How did you mentally prepare for your character?
I didn't have to mentally prepare for the character because I knew the character. I was molested as a child, and I was molested by my oldest brother, Gerald. And my brother was that character. He was Mary Jones to me. So when Mr. Daniel said action, that's who I became.
Wow.
When you had to turn it off, you know, after scene, did it bring back a whole bunch of memories for you from your past?
No, because before I went to New York to begin filming, my husband and I had a sweet conversation. And he said, Mama, leave it on the floor. When he says cut, let it be cut. And that's what it was.
It's amazing to me that you could just
Daniel
turn it on.
So brilliant, because when he said cut, he would put on some house music, baby. We would dance and eat crab legs and laugh. One old party.
How did it feel for you when Tyler Perry and Oprah Winfrey got behind the film?
You know, I understood it because they both know what it's like to be molested. And they speak about that openly. So I understood it, and we were very appreciative and excited because they are the most powerful black people that we know in this country, in the entertainment world. So we all know when Oprah Winfrey puts her name behind anything, right, just go ahead and get you a small island wherever you want to win.
You know, we've had Tyler on a whole bunch of times on this show, but working with him, like, if you didn't know his name, what makes that guy who we know as Tyler so special?
What makes Tyler Perry so special?
Yeah, what makes Tyler Tyler when you're working with him?
Well, actually, I've never worked with Tyler.
I thought he produced a movie, right?
No, let me explain how this went down.
Okay.
Once Oprah Winfrey and Tyler Perry saw the film was already done.
Oh.
In the can, done. Once they saw the film, then they said, oh, my God, how can we be a part? How can we help? So that's how they came onto the film.
I gotcha. Okay, I had
they
it the
saw
other way
it
around.
At one of the small festivals, right?
Right. But the film itself is totally the vision of Lee Daniels, who was just absolutely brilliant. He is the most brilliant director of our time.
Did you ever have to pause when taping scenes because it got too emotional?
Didn't have to pause, but there was one scene where I had to get myself together. When, actually two. One when Mary Jones throws the baby, and the other scene is when she throws the little girl and calls her an animal. So it was those scenes that when he said cut, I had to go grab that baby, grab the mom, and we all had to have a group hug.
Right.
I'm like, oh, Lord, wait a minute, honey. Let me get myself together. But that was it.
Now, I teased earlier about you and your Oscar speech, but another person that's getting a lot of attention for their role in this is Mariah Carey as well. So how was it working with her?
Amazing.
Yeah?
Amazing. When I tell you, I don't know where people get their perceptions from. I really don't. And it's unfortunate that the media is just what it is. This woman is amazing. Brilliant.
So you think she gets the diva label unfairly?
Oh, so unfairly.
Really?
Was on time every day, was just on point, just beautiful. So every experience that I've had with Mariah Carey, 5 thumbs up.
Well, everybody, I mean, every critic already is saying, like, Academy yeah. Award for you and for the movie. So congratulations with it. I mean, what a coup for you. Has anybody in your camp ever said, you know, this is way before you took this role. Has anybody ever said, you know, you probably just want to stick to one thing. You either want to do drama or you want to do comedy, but people aren't going to buy in both roles.
For people that have said that in the camp is no longer in the camp. And you know what, guys, really quick, I have to say this about the young lady who is the star
yes.
of the film, Gabby Sordabe.
Yeah.
She is so amazing. She's breathtaking. Like, there were times that I would be watching her performance as I'm in the scene with her, and I would be saying, wow, like, oh, my God. And it's her first time.
Wow.
Acting. So just, it's a must-see, and just everybody. Paula Patton was amazing. Lenny Kravitz was amazing. Sherry Shepherd was amazing. Just everyone was just amazing.
Mm-hmm. Is there any fear that, you know, we're in this sort of recession right now and people are kind of bummed out? Do you think that people will stay away from a movie that sort of emotionally drains you when you're in it?
No. No, people are going to run to this film because even though it's emotionally draining, but have you ever been in a position where you were trying to get over something and when you got that real good cry out, you then stood up? That's what this movie is. You get that real good cry out, but it makes you stand. It makes you not complain. It makes you not judge. It makes you say, I refuse to live the rest of my life locked up inside of myself. And if I do, shame on me.
Mm-hmm. Well, Monique, good luck with this, and good luck with the movie. I know it's going to be number one next week. I really do. Everybody is saying such great things about it, so good luck with it, and thanks for hanging out with us.
Thank y'all, baby, so much. God bless you.
Right, you too, Monique. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
How cool is she? I want to hang out.
She's awesome.
So confident. Don't you love that kind of confidence?
Definitely.
The name of the movie is Precious, and it comes out this weekend?
Yes. Well, it opened in Atlanta on Friday.
And then the wide release is this weekend.
You got it.
All right, it's Precious, and that is Monique, and she says Mariah Carey is going to blow you away. It's what everybody is saying.
You're on The Burt Show.